الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, one who sends darood once upon me, Allah azza wa jal bestows him with 10 blessings. And the one who sends darood upon me 10 times, Allah azza wa jal bestows him with 100 blessings. Subhanallah. And the one who sends darood 100 times upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal inscribes between his eyes that he is freed from hypocrisy and the fire of hell, and he will be kept with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wasallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyullah. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, once again we would like to welcome you to this beautiful silsila on Madinah channel, the laws of salah. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we had covered many aspects of salah in the previous episodes. Alhamdulillah, today's topic will be the traveler's salah. As many people do travel due to trade, businesses, etc., etc. Therefore, inshallah, those rules and regulations made by Sharia for those who travel will be discussed in today's episode. But before we discuss anything in this regard, let's get together and make some good intentions by specifying the reason for us to learn and seek ilm-e-deen. Number one, you make this intention that you would watch this program from the beginning to end to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to learn ilm-e-deen. Whatever you learn, you will definitely convey to others and try to capture the knowledge by a book and pen, so that you may be able to remember what you have learned in today's silsila. I also make good intentions that I will be discussing and reciting the ayat of the Holy Quran and the blessed ahadith mubarakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in a hadith, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَا, convey on my behalf, even if it is a single verse. Therefore, I make this good intention for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will teach ilm-e-deen, and inshallah azza wa jal, like this, we are going to learn ilm-e-deen. However, in regards of travelers, those that travel as musafireen, become travelers of any path, be the travelers of the dunya or the travelers of the akhirah, where they go out in madani kafilas. So inshallah, we are going to discuss who will be known as a shari'i musafir, where he can shorten his salah and who cannot shorten his salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 101. وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ إن خفتم أن يفتنكم الذين كفروا إن الكافرين كانوا لكم عدوا مبينا. Translation: And when you travel on the land, it is no sin for you to shorten some of your obligatory prayers. If you fear that the disbelievers may cause harm, undoubtedly the disbelievers are open enemies to you. Allahu Akbar. So this has been proven from the nas, from the hukum and order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shorten your salah if you are a traveler. However, in this regard, Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmatullah al-Hadi has stated, fear of harm by the non-believers is not the condition to do qasr, to shorten the salah. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ya'ala bin Umayyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked the companion, Hazrat Sayyiduna Umar Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we are in a state of security and safety, then why do we do qasr? In other words, we have safety and security, then why do we shorten our salah? He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I was also wondering about this, therefore I asked the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Upon this, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam replied, this is a sadaqah, charity from Allah azza wa jal, so accept this charity. Meaning to shorten your salah if you are a musafir, if you are a traveler, take this as a sadaqah and charity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To understand this furthermore, I would give you another narration. Ummul Mu'mineen, mother of the believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrated, initially, two raka'at of salah were commanded as fard, obligation. When the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam migrated, then four raka'at were commanded as fard, but the salah during a journey was left at the initial two raka'at of fard. Subhanallah. And another hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah, companion Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated that the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam designated two raka'at of the salah offered during a journey, and this was a complete salah and not incomplete. During the journey, Rasulullah ﷺ designated two raka'at instead of four raka'at. And this two raka'at is complete salah, not incomplete salah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we have heard a very beautiful verse in the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded the believers to shorten their salah when on a journey. And we had heard three beautiful ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also in this regard. Now, what is the distance of a journey? Defining the distance of a journey is also important. That now that we know that one is allowed to shorten his salah when he embarks on a journey. Now, in according to Sharia, the Islamic law, a traveler is a person who leaves his place of residence, whether he lives in a city, whether he lives in a town or village, with an intention to travel at least 3 days, which is equal to 57.5 miles, approximately 92 kilometers. Subhanallah. The reason why we say 3 days is because in Sharia, in the olden days, the time that they used to spend in journeys that in these days we cover within few hours used to take them weeks and months. Therefore, 3 days, which is equivalent to 57.5 miles, which is approximately 92 kilometers, is confirmed by Sharia. Now, there are still many rules and regulations in this regard, that he will travel 92 kilometers, But when does one qualify as a traveler? This is also extremely important for us to know. So let us learn that as well. One does not become a traveler by merely intending to travel. This is a very important note for us to know. According to Islamic law, one is only ordained as a traveler when he has traveled beyond the populated area of his township, village or a city. For a city dweller, it is also necessary that he travels beyond the populated areas surrounding his city. In other words, if he lives in a city, then his landmark is this, that he is ordained as a traveler once he passes those last few homes or landmarks, that when one enters that city, he knows that I have entered this particular city by the entrance. So similarly, whilst leaving the city, he reaches that point where afterwards there is no home, there is no businesses, there is no place. But in further detail, we will discuss it. Just to give you an idea of what Sharia basically says, that the meaning of travel beyond the populated area also means that one has traveled past the populated areas along the route of one's intended travel. The destination that you have intended to travel, on the route that you have already taken, you would pass those homes or landmarks that specify that you have left the particular city. Even if the populated areas have not entered in the direction parallel to it. So let us learn, dear viewers of Madani channel, what does Sharia mean by the surrounding of a city? In other words, to become a traveler, it is not necessary for a city dweller to travel beyond the village adjoining to the outskirts of his city. Similarly, it is not necessary for him to cross the farms adjoining to the outskirts of a city. Even if a guardian or the worker of these orchards and farms reside therein. So inshallah, we are going to come and define this even more by explaining this, that there are certain places outside of the outskirts of the city that are dedicated for special activities of the city dwellers. For example, the cemeteries, horse race course grounds, wastage dump sites. Now for example, these places are adjoined to the city. Then it is necessary to cross them. If these things are attached and adjoined to the city, then it is necessary for the traveler to pass this point as well. Otherwise, if there is some distance between these places, as I mentioned, dump site or a cemetery, if there is a distance between these places and the city, then it is not necessary to cross them to become a traveler. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, when one sets out on a journey, these are the landmarks that he should bear in mind, that when I am leaving my city, according to Sharia, those points that specify the city, if they are attached to the city, it's extremely important for him to reach that point, to pass that point, so that he is out of the city. And that landmark will also be used for one to identify when he enters his city, then his travel, meaning the time or the amount of kilometers given by Sharia will be invalid once he enters the city. So Sharia had basically given a landmark to identify when and how does one become a traveler, and when and how should one leave the city, which are those areas and landmarks that one should have in mind. However, let us learn the condition required for becoming a traveler as well, as this is also extremely important. As far as travel is concerned, it is also necessary that when a person embarks on a journey, he has an intention to cover from the place of his departure 3 days of distance, which is approximately 92 kilometers. If he departs with an intention to cover 2 days of distance, which means less than 92 kilometers, and upon his arrival there, decides to travel to another location, which is also at a distance of less than 92 kilometers, he is still not a traveler. And if he were to travel around the globe in the similar manner, he would still not be considered as a traveler. Allahu Akbar. Another condition which needs to be met to become a traveler is that the person should have an intention to cover the 3 days distance, approximately 92 kilometers at a stretch. If one had made an intention to cover 2 days distance, then would attend to some other activities before traveling further for 1 day's distance, then this would not constitute as an intention to travel for 3 days, which means 92 kilometers at a stretch. Therefore, he would not be considered as a traveler. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are learning about the travelers and how does one become a musafir. These points are extremely important for us to know as we do embark on many, many trips now and then. So, when you are a traveler, you should not miss your salah. Perform your salah according to Sharia. And to do so, we need to know the rules and regulations of Sharia as well. Subhanallah. I just say, for instance, there are two routes for a journey. Then which one would one take and become a traveler, and which one would he take and not become a traveler? So it is mentioned that if there are two routes on a particular destination, for a specific particular destination, there are two routes to reach that destination. And one is a 3 day route, meaning if you take the longer route, it will take you 92 kilometers to reach there, and the other is not. Then the route one follows is used to determine whether one is a traveler or not. If one took the shorter route, the one which is less than 92 kilometers, then he is not a traveler. But if he took the longer route, then he is a traveler, even though he had no real reason to take the longer route. Subhanallah. So if the route is longer than 92 kilometers, approximately 92 kilometers or more, then definitely he is a musafir, a traveler, and he can do qasr by shortening his salah. And if that route that he had taken, because he had an option of the longer route and the shorter route, and if he had taken the shorter route to reach the destination, then he will not be a musafir. A question arises to mind. How long does a traveler remain a traveler? How long does one be a traveler? A person remains a traveler until and unless he returns to his city or village, or if he does not make intention to stay in a populated area for complete 15 days. But this is applicable when he traveled for that 92 kilometers. So only if he traveled that 92 kilometers, he will be a musafir, otherwise not. So therefore, if he decides to return before covering a distance of 3 days, which is 92 kilometers, he is no longer a traveler, no matter he is an inhabitant land. Let us speak about those people who are working for different companies that do lots of traveling, as this is also extremely important. So bear in mind that if an employee earns a salary on a monthly basis or annual basis, travels with his employer, then he is a follower of his employer. For example, an obedient son is a follower of his father. And a student whose teacher provides food for him is a follower of his teacher. Follower will be deemed to follow the intention of his leader. Now this is for the employer and the employee. If the boss, an employee is traveling, just to give you an idea. Therefore, the follower should inquire about the intention of the leader. The follower should inquire about the intentions of his leader and act according to his answer. If the leader did not provide an answer, then the follower must evaluate whether the leader is a traveler or a resident. If the leader is a traveler, then the follower should also consider himself as a traveler. And if the leader is a resident, then he should consider himself as a resident as well. If it is not known whether the leader is a traveler or a resident, then after traveling for 3 days distance, meaning approximately 92 kilometers, the follower should perform his Qasr Salah. He should shorten his Salah. Before the 3 days distance, meaning approximately 92 kilometers, is covered, he should pray the normal Salah. Until this, he does not pass 92 kilometers, he should not shorten his Salah. Rather, he should read his complete Salah, the full number of rak'ats. If he could not ask his leader, then the same rules apply as if he had asked but did not get an answer. Now, for example, if one has thought to himself that once I have finished my work, I will go back home. He is on a journey and he makes this intention that once my work is finished and done, I shall return back to my home. Then how is this possible? Suppose a traveler stayed whether to attend some work or to wait for his friend for 2 days, 3 days, or even 13 or 14 days. Or he intends to leave as soon as his work is finished. In all these circumstances, even if many years pass, while flip-flopping on a decision to leave, he is considered as a traveler and should do qasr. He should shorten his salah. These rules and regulations that we have learned according to Sharia are for men and women. But there are some extra rules pertaining to women, to the Islamic sisters, and let us learn that. As these days, we find many Islamic sisters that are traveling abroad, locally, internationally. What are the rules regarding such Islamic sisters? So, bear in mind, it is not permissible for a woman to travel for 3 days distance, which is, as we previously heard, 92 kilometers or more, without her mahram. She cannot even travel with a minor or a semi-insane either. It is a necessary condition for her journey that she must be accompanied by an adult mahram or her husband. Let's talk about women that are married, whether it's their home, whether it's the in-laws' home. So what Sharia says about this? After marriage, if a woman resides in her in-laws' house, then her parents' home is no longer her original home. So if a woman lives in her husband's house, because now, after marriage, her husband's house becomes her house, and the house or the town where she was born no more remains as her watane asali. Therefore, if her in-laws' house is at a distance of approximately 92 kilometers from her parents' home, and she visits her parents' home and did not make an intention to stay for at least 15 days, she should shorten her salah. After marriage, if she has not abandoned her residence at her parents' home and was just visiting her in-laws' home, then her journey would come to an end as soon as she returns to her parents' home. Now, she should pray the normal salah with full number of rak'at without shortening it. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we had learned many rules and regulations pertaining to a musafir. And inshallah, this topic is to be continued in the coming episodes. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So therefore, if you are a frequent traveler, kindly watch this program from beginning to end. Diarize these beautiful rules, or as I mentioned previously, get your hands on this awesome book, The Laws of Salah, which is written by Amiri Ahl Sunnah Bani Da'wat Islami Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri At-Taradawi Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. A very, very beautiful book. Get your hands on them ASAP, as soon as possible, inshallah. Study it, inshallah, so that you may earn sawab in abundance. Keep watching Madani Channel, and don't forget our Madani mission. And it is this that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah.
Over this namaz will have you to see Allah. Over this namaz will have you to attain Jannah.